Hi, hello. It's Financial Straight Talk, the podcast portion of this here radio show. My name is Jerry Payne. We are glad you are with us. Either this weekend on the radio or downloading to your phones, make sure you're subscribed. Hey, share this episode with someone you love. Might be able to make a big difference in their financial planning and to help guide us through all of these big decisions we have to make. The father of financial dragons, the chief engineer of the wheelbarrow of wisdom, and the financial straight talker himself, the president and founder of Wedadley Financial Group, Jim Fox.
Hey, that's me. How we doing?
We're doing good, man. Now, I have to ask, I actually heard, so, you know, peek behind the curtains here. I live up in Atlanta, and I actually heard a radio commercial this week in Atlanta for Cocoa Beach. And I'm wondering, Jim, have you seen any spring breakers in the area? Because Miami has shut this whole spring break down.
Yep.
They want no part of it.
Yep. Fort Lauderdale did the same thing. I mean, Airbnbs, they really nuked all of it. So, no. The short answer is no. Nothing too crazy. You know, I feel like Cocoa Beach had its heyday back when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of the thing. So did Panama City. Like, that was that time. Daytona.
Fun story about Panama City. I graduated high school in 2004, and we would go down to Panama City every year for spring break. And we met up with some locals one time down there. They're like, yeah, when you guys start coming down here, they send us a letter. And they say, you know, lock your doors, bar your windows, because Cobb County's coming down here.
Cobb County, that's funny.
But they've cleaned all that up in Panama City. But I was just curious, have you seen any of that crowd around here?
No, but you know what's interesting? Because driving from Atlanta, every once in a while, when I see you, I'm driving. So I'll drive when I'm seeing family up in Kentucky. And I see signs for Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, into Macon and, you know, those areas. So Cordell. I mean, so Cocoa Beach is spending their money, or should I say Brevard County is spending their money to try and get you guys to come here. So there's more than just a beach is one of their sayings. There's rockets and everything else.
I was just curious if you were seeing people, you know, because some of those college kids, they're always looking for that party, and nothing wrong with that. But hey, you know, let's not get in fights. Let's not leave trash laying around everywhere. Let's enjoy ourselves as we move into spring and enjoy this beautiful weather here in the Sunshine State. Right, Jim?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, absolutely beautiful.
So. Well, let's get to this story, Jim, that is
devastating.
Yes, it is not quite as happy. I wanted to start off on a good note.
Yeah, thank God we started it off good, because now the poor lady we have to talk about.
All right, so every now and then I'll look at Market Watch and their advice columns, the people who write in to ask them questions. And I saw this one. A 75-year-old woman wrote in, and she says, my financial advisor lost $200,000 in my retirement account due to mismanagement. I'm single, and now I have to go back to work part-time. I no longer trust financial advisors, but I obviously need some help in sorting this out. How should I proceed? Jim, what would your response be to this woman?
Okay, so let's start with, I can't stand this industry sometimes. Okay, I think it's so important. I have colleagues, I don't want to call them friends or acquaintances, that do workshops and they're just hustling products, right? I mean, they're just filling whatever they have to get people to buy an annuity or to buy whatever they're selling, right? Mm-hmm. It kills my soul when we do what we do and we know what so many other people are out there doing.
Well, and it's important to point out there are a lot of great people in the financial industry doing the right thing too.
But the reality is we only hear the stories about these knuckleheads, right? And, you know, one of the things I tell people when they come through the door is I walk them through how you never give me cash, right? You're never going to pay me. We're going to put money in places like Fidelity, Schwab, Oppenheimer, right? I lay these things out. You know, you don't write checks to a financial firm, right? Because that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, how do you protect yourself? And now, in this case, I'm assuming this isn't fraud. This is just mismanagement, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we prevent this nonsense from happening? Well, we sit down and we have that risk matrix that we work with, or it's now called Nitrogen, formerly known as Riskalyze. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that we understand to a T before we make any recommendations how you process risk. What do you think? How do you feel? Because it's important that I understand your desires and your risk tolerance, not my own opinion on what they should be. I met an 80-something-year-old the other day that had a higher risk tolerance than me. And you know what he said to me? He said, who cares? Worst case scenario for me is I'm dead. He's like, I don't need this money. What a great way to look at things, right?
Sure. But I've met
other, there's other people that if their accounts go down $25, they're having a heart attack. So the way that we fix these things is to build layers of checks and balances, if that makes any sense, right? Mm-hmm. So my recommendations are coming off of your understanding of risk and how you want to take it on and your goals and liquidity. And I've got to tell you how important that professional relationship is. Did you notice I didn't just use the word relationship in this story, right? I said professional relationship. And here's the reason why. That does not mean likability. You, and I want you to, please, I want you to like me, okay? But you don't have to like me. You just have to truly understand and believe that the advice that I give you is in your best interest. But in all these stories, here's what we always hear. Oh, he was so nice. I don't care about nice. Some people selling you all those crappy annuities, and I hate to say it like that, are some of the nicest guys in the world until you try and call them back and they don't answer the phone. We have to understand it's not about likability. It's about understanding how your money works. And there's no need to do stupid decisions that you don't understand with your life savings.
Right.
And it happens, Jerry. You know, I shared with you this before we even started our recording, is we had a couple radio callers. They came in. They're the ones that said, I felt like you were talking right to me. And they came through the door, Mike and Debbie. And they said, Jim, can you help us? Can you look at this? So the first thing I did was I wanted to see what their risk score was. I wanted to walk them through an understanding of where their risk is at. And they were actually kind of high for their age. They were in their 40s. That's really good. That means they can handle some volatility.
Yeah.
Then I crunched their current portfolio. It was a 98.
Ooh.
It was twice the risk that they were comfortable with. And I said, why are you in this? I don't know. We haven't talked to our guy in a year. What do you mean you haven't talked to him in a year? Well, we've been trying to call him for the past 4 months, and he's not calling me back.
Oh.
Guys, let me tell you something, because I think it's important we all hear this. It's okay to fire your finance weenie.
Well, Jim, you talked about there's a lot of guys that are likable, and there's a lot of people who have had a relationship with someone they've been working with for 30, maybe 40 years even.
Yeah.
And that person has helped them grow their wealth, but that person might not be focused on helping them keep what they've worked so hard to build.
Correct.
That person isn't focused on retirement planning, which is where you come into play.
Correct. Listen, I spent the first half of my career helping people accumulate wealth. I was not prepared halfway through my career on what happens when people are ready to start converting their wealth into income. I didn't really have a good understanding of it. It took me a while to really grasp the concepts of probability, to understand longevity, to understand what we have to think about if you become sick, if one of your spouses pass away. That's all part of retirement planning, income planning. And that's what we do that's so different than so many other people, is the answer to your problem is not always buy another thing, buy another widget, buy another investment, buy another annuity. Guys, what I am doing for the community, what I do for my clients, is create customized plans built around your personal needs. We're all different. We all have different risk. We all have different desires. We all have different money. We all have different expenses. We all are different. So why are we trying to cookie cut everybody into the same nonsense? This is about you having better control of your money. The problem is most of you don't understand what any of that means. So my job is to simply show you the pros and the cons of the decisions that you make. A 75-year-old woman losing $200,000, being forced to go back to work, is such a devastating story that hopefully you hear it in my voice. there's words I want to use that the FCC will not allow me to use right now. But it is ridiculous because people like my mother, who was a food service worker at Wusthof Hospital, people like my father, who was a janitor, a custodian, and nothing wrong with that, by the way, at Kennedy Middle School. Those are the people that get devastated by these guys and devastated by the lack of good advice. Stop letting people sell you something. I'm going to make the boldest statement of the day. I don't care if you become my client. What I want to do is arm you with the knowledge to make the right decisions for you and your family. What you do and who you do it with after that is on you. But the one thing I will tell you, you pick up the phone, you call us today, you come in and you go through our system, you are going to have a better understanding of how your money works and what your options are. Then you can decide, are we the right fit for you? That is the key. But doing nothing is a decision in itself. Now is the time. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Use this lady as an example of what you don't want to feel like and be like. We take this stuff personally. Mm-hmm. We're here to help, but we can't do anything for you if you don't call us. Pick up that phone. Give us a call now.
There's three types of people in this world, Jim. You've heard me say this before. There are those who learn from others' mistakes, those who learn from their own mistakes, and then there's some folks who don't learn anything at all. Take this as an opportunity to learn from somebody else's bad experience and get ahead of this. The goal is to avoid this kind of situation for you, your family, and your retirement. Jim Fox can help you build a customized plan. Give him a call, 321-414-7526. That's 321-414-PLAN, or find Jim online and get in touch at getfst.com. Jim, that's all the time that we have for this week. We'll come back and do it at the same time next week, but for now, I'll let you have the last word.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Well, guys, every week, Jerry and I want to say thank you. We know that you have tons of options when it comes to getting information, and we're just honored to be one of those resources. So like Jerry said, if there's anything we can do for you, pick up the phone, give us a call, let us walk you through this process. But with all that being said, on behalf of myself and the rock doctor himself, Mr. Jerry Payne, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Financial Straight Talk.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Wadadley Financial Group. Wadadley Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Wadadley Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Wadadley Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any government agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Wadadley Financial Group.